When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 112. Automate your income to simplify your life. Part 2 by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Finance Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in personal finance 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dan Warren.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, and a happy Tuesday to you. This is, of course, where I read to you every Monday through Friday from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. Now, yesterday, we read the first half of a post from Leo Babauta of Zen Habits, where he was talking about passive income. So if this is your first time listening, or maybe you just missed yesterday's episode, you will probably want to check out that one first. That's Monday's episode number 111. And while you're out there in your podcast app, you might want to check out our two brother podcasts as well. They are Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Health Daily. They're very similar shows to this one, in that the hosts read blog posts to you. So if you like the format of the show, you're definitely going to like those as well. You can search for them, subscribe, and you'll get to hear a lot more amazing content read to you for free. And with that, let's continue yesterday's post as we optimize your life. Automate Your Income to Simplify Your Life, Part 2, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. How to Automate Your Income. There is no one way to create an automated stream of income. There are many different approaches, and the details required to implement them would take a book to cover. The following are just some ideas to get you thinking and to open your mind to the possibilities. I should also note that there is always a risk of failure with any of these types of ventures. Nothing's guaranteed, but with some smarts and hard work, it can be a success. Creating a business. For many employees, the thought of creating a small business is scary, perhaps even unthinkable. But there isn't that much to it, and if you keep your costs down, say, operating off the internet instead of opening a real-world retail outlet, your initial costs don't have to be super high. Do some brainstorming, do some research and testing, and then go for it. If you do it right, you don't even need to hire employees. Contract out the services you don't want to do to freelancers or contract firms. The possibilities of small businesses are endless, but what you really want to do is create a product and sell it on the internet. Create a product that you would actually use, aimed for a niche market that you actually belong to, so that you will know a lot about the product and the customers and their needs. Websites. Why sell on the internet? The initial costs are way lower, for starters. Plus, it's much easier with less hassle, and everything can be automated, unlike real-world establishments. No real estate to rent, no equipment or furniture to purchase, no utilities or IT infrastructure to set up, and no employees to hire. Keep it simple. Creating a website has low costs, all of which can be done under $1,000. Research each of these steps before getting started. Buying a domain, getting a web host, hiring a web designer or doing it yourself, buying CPC ads, such as Google or Yahoo, getting a checkout system, again, like Google's or Yahoo's. Turn your service into a product. Do you currently provide a service? If so, you have to devote many hours each week to provide that service. However, if you can turn that service into a product, such as a book or DVD or website or CD, you can create it once and sell it over and over. Brainstorm the best way to create a product that gives customers the same information or skills that they would get from you in person. See how others have done it for inspiration. Most of these products can be created easily and cheaply, using software on your home computer, and can be mass-produced by a number of companies for a pretty low price. Other types of automated incomes. Instead of creating an information product, you could create a real-world product, such as a gadget or a nutrition product. Freelance designers can turn your idea into an actual design, and contract manufacturers can turn the design into a product. Other types of automated incomes include real estate, online retail businesses, including an eBay business, affiliate marketing, a blog, and a membership-type website. There are many possibilities. Find ways to turn your strengths into a revenue generator. Initial investment. Most of these types of businesses require an initial investment of time and money. The time investment just means you'll have to put in some hard work, at least for the first 2 to 3 months until you have it automated. But the money investment can stop a lot of people. If you've got a little money saved up, creating a low-cost, low-maintenance business might be a good investment for that. You could also get a small business loan or a personal loan from friends or family. If this is a problem for you, consider some of the lower-cost setups, such as a blog. Only costs are domain name and hosting for that, or creating a DVD yourself and selling it online. Test first. Before you launch your business and start manufacturing your product, test it out with some ads first. You can do this with print ads in niche magazines. Don't try to sell to everyone, just a small, focused niche. Or with Google AdWords. Set up your website to take orders, place the ads, monitor the stats, and see if there's any demand. If the demand is good, begin the manufacturing immediately. If not, you may need to tweak either the ads, the niche you're marketing to, or the product itself. Automate your business. Once you've got your website set up and running, and you've begun taking orders and mailing out the product yourself, find ways to automate every part of your business. There are companies you can contract to take the orders, place the orders with the manufacturer, process the credit card charges, and ship the orders off to the customer. If you contract out the manufacturing, the credit card processing, the shipping and order handling, all you have to do is make sure there are no problems. Tim Ferriss's The 4-Hour Workweek is a great guide to making this happen. Sit back and enjoy. Once you've got everything automated, you'll only need to monitor things to make sure everything is running smoothly and to make sure the money is piling up in your bank account. At this point, your time commitment could be as little as 30 minutes a day or even an hour a week. Quit your job, watch your automated income flow in, sip margaritas. Life simplified. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Automate Your Income to Simplify Your Life by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment. A wedding? A dream vacation? Your kid's college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
That wraps up this post on passive income. And once again, if you like the premise of this show, definitely subscribe to our other podcasts, which are Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Health Daily. If you're listening to all three, it'll be like consuming hours of audiobooks for free, and you can't beat that. Have a great rest of your day, everybody, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from amazing bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.